it's still a cemetery. Some people call them graveyards. That's what they called them years ago, but you don't hear that much. The older people might call it a graveyard, but I say cemetery.
Suppose it's a little family plot, you know, out, you know, how they, you see them out.
Yeah, still call that a little family cemetery.
Little family cemetery. There was something I wanted to ask you back, and I skipped it because the girls were here. I didn't know whether really, in fact, I'm not sure how much I could say in front of them or not. But there was one thing. I wanted to know some terms that they used when they were referring to castrating animals. Would they say, would they always say, I castrated that hog, or would they say something else? Would it be other terms they've used?
Well, I've always just heard it
castrate. Yeah. I've heard altered, cut.
Right, altered. Yeah.
Altered.
Back, they used to, that's the way my husband said it. I'd forgotten. Yeah, he said he altered the hog.
Would you say this about a horse, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or would you say this about a cat?
Yeah, cat or a dog. Back, the older people said it, but you don't hear it anymore.
Now they would say
no, they castrate. Still castrate.
Now have they changed over? Do they say spayed about cats?
Oh, dogs? That's right. When you spay a cat or a dog, is spayed.
But you wouldn't say spayed about a horse?
No. But they, but spayed, the female is the ones that are spayed, you say.
Oh, well, that's right.
And the others were altered.
Altered.
But it's all castrated now.
Did you ever hear them say cut?
Yeah, I've heard people say, gonna cut that, had to go cut some hogs for so-and-so.
And that's what they
did. They had back that, my daddy's, you know, you didn't use, they didn't use castrate, they just, they cut them.
I've noticed that they had different terms in the old days. Now
but they don't
have to use castrate.
Yeah, right.
Well, I didn't want to go into this with little girls, but I forget it. Another thing I didn't want to ask in front of them was some terms they might use to refer to children who were born out of wedlock.
Well, I don't know.
Do they ever say bastard child?
Yes, I've heard that expression.
Is that derogatory?
Yeah, no. That would be the older people would call. You hear men say that he's just an old bastard. Well, they don't know that.
That doesn't.
But I have heard that expression that he's a bastard because he was born out of wedlock.
You ever hear them say anything like Sunday child or Woods colt or something? All right, now, when a person dies, the body is put into a
coffin,
right? And then the service that they have is a
funeral.
Right, and the family, they used to do this more than now, but for a year, you'd say the widow is in
mourning.
Right? Tell someone not to be concerned about something. You'd say, now, just don't
worry.
There's an aching that people have in their joints, and it makes them hard for them to get around. They get stiff and sore.
Arthritis. And fingers, it can't be.
Oh, your knuckles are swollen.
It can be real bad.
There's a disease they used to have back in the old days. The children died from it sometimes. It was
diphtheria.
And there's another disease. It's a liver disease that causes you to have yellow skin.
Jaundice.
There's a disease, don't you love all these disease questions?
I'll be sick after a while.
No. There's something you get a real severe pain in your right side. Sometimes you have to go to the hospital.
Appendicitis.
Oh, you act like you might have known that.
No, not any of our family ever had a
appendectomy.
Now, this one has had it all. She had diphtheria. She's had my sister. Boots. My sister. Did you just mention?
Now, she's your sister?
My baby sister.
She's not Ray's wife.